The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is First in the Family with DJ First to Do It, a real look at the first-gen college journey, the long nights, the big dreams, and the moments that push us forward. This path isn't easy, but we're built for it. This is my story, and maybe yours too. Let's get it. Welcome back to First in the Family. I'm DJ, First to Do It, and today we're talking about something that almost every first-gen student feels, the pressure to prove ourselves. Last episode, we talked about getting into college, the doubts, and feeling like we didn't belong. But today, we're going deeper, because for many of us, just getting here isn't enough. We feel like we have to prove that we deserve to be here. We carry the weight of expectations, not just from ourselves, but from our families, our communities, and everyone who sacrificed to make this possible. And that kind of pressure, it's exhausting. That pressure doesn't just come from within, it's everywhere. It's in the way we compare ourselves to students who seem like they belong here. It's in the hesitation to ask for help because we don't want to seem like we're struggling. It's in the fear that if we fail, we're letting down not just ourselves, but everyone who's rooting for us. And the hardest part, we don't always talk about it. We push through, pretending that we have it all together, even when we don't. But today, we're breaking it down. Where this pressure comes from, how it holds us back, and most importantly, how we move forward without burning ourselves out. Because if there's one thing I want you to take from this episode, it's this. You don't have to prove anything to anyone. You belong here. For most students, college is about self-discovery, exploring interest, and figuring out what comes next. But for first-gen students, it can feel more like a performance. One where you have to prove again and again that we belong. Every assignment, every test, every decision feels heavier because we know we're carrying more than just our own dreams. It's not just about passing a class or picking a major. It's about making sure that all the sacrifices our families made weren't in vain. We're not just representing ourselves. We are representing everyone who didn't get the chance. And when you feel that kind of pressure, even small setbacks can feel like proof that you are failing. What makes it harder is that, unlike some of our other classmates, we don't always have people we can turn to who understand the struggle. If a student from a college-educated family fails a test or realizes they don't like their major, they have parents who can guide them through it. They can ask, "What should I do next?" and get an answer from someone who's been through it before. But for us, we don't always have that luxury. We keep our struggles to ourselves because we don't want to worry our families, especially when they've already given so much just to get us here. We downplay our stress, telling ourselves we'll figure it out, even when we feel completely lost. But that silence, it only makes things worse. The more we pretend to have everything under control, the harder it becomes to admit that we need help. We assume that struggling means we're failing, instead of realizing that struggle is just part of the process. We push through, exhausted, trying to handle everything on our own, while other students lean on their networks, use their resources, and ask for advice. The reality is, we don't have to do this alone. The pressure is real, but so is the support, if we're willing to reach for it. Here's the wild part. Sometimes we hold ourselves back because we are afraid of proving people right. Ever had an opportunity you wanted to take, but you hesitated? Because you weren't sure you'd succeed? Maybe it was applying for a scholarship, or joining an honors program, or even something as simple as going to a network event. That fear of what if I fail can be so strong that we avoid things that could actually help us. The worst part, we start settling for less, even when we don't have to. We don't ask professors for extensions, even when other students do. We don't go to office hours because we think that we should be able to figure it out on our own. We don't apply for leadership positions because we assume someone else is more qualified. We play small because we don't want to be seen as the first-gen student who couldn't handle it. But here's the thing. We don't have to just survive college. We deserve to thrive in it. And the only way to do that is to stop letting fear make our decisions. Stop acting like we have something to prove. Because when we operate from a place of fear, we cheat ourselves out of opportunities. And trust me, we've already worked too hard to be here, just to play it safe. So, how do we actually move past this mindset first? We need to stop seeing asking for help as a weakness. I get it. Most of us were raised to be independent, to figure things out on our own. But let me tell you something. Successful people don't do everything alone. They build a support system. They ask questions. They find mentors who guide them through challenges. College has resources for a reason. Office hours, tutoring, academic advisors, career services. All of these things exist to help students succeed. And yet, so many of us avoid them because we think we have to prove that we can handle everything on our own. The truth is, using these resources doesn't make you weak, it makes you smart. Second, stop treating failure like a sign that you don't belong. Every single student, no matter how prepared they seem, struggles at some point. The only difference is that some students bounce back faster because they don't let failure define them. If you fail a test, miss a deadline, or struggle in a class, that doesn't mean you aren't capable. It means you're learning. Think about it. Every skill we have to practice. No one expects you to know everything right away. But if you let every mistake make you question whether you should be here, you'll hold yourself back from growing. The most successful people in the world have failed countless times. What made them different is that they didn't let failure stop them. They let it teach them. Third, stop disqualifying yourself from opportunities before you even try. We do this all the time. We assume that other students are more qualified, that we don't have the right experience, that we're not ready. But the truth is, you miss every opportunity you don't take. Even if you apply and don't get something, you're still putting yourself out there, still getting experience, still proving to yourself that you belong in these spaces. You'd be surprised how many doors open just because you had the courage to knock. Fourth, shift your mindset from I have to prove myself to I have to grow myself. The problem with constantly feeling like you have something to prove is that it keeps you in survival mode. You're so focused on not messing up that you don't allow yourself to take risks, to try new things, to step outside your comfort zone. College isn't just about showing that you can handle the workload. It's about expanding your knowledge, building relationships, and preparing for what comes next. If you're only focused on proving that you belong, you might miss out on actually enjoying the experience. And finally, believe that you belong here. That's not just something nice to say. It's something that you have to remind yourself every day. You didn't get here by accident. No one handed you this opportunity. You didn't get here on accident. No one handed you this opportunity as a favor. You worked for it. You earned it. And you deserve to be in every classroom, every meeting, every space that you step into. The more you start believing that, the more you'll stop holding yourself back. You're not here just to get by. You're here to succeed. And success starts with knowing, deep down, that you have just as much as the right to be here as anyone else. One of the biggest traps first-gen students fall into is chasing someone else's version of success. We're constantly told that success means perfect grades and a straight path to graduation, landing a high-paying job right after college. And while those things can be part of success, they're not the only markers of it. Real success isn't about hitting some idealized version of what a student is supposed to look like. It's about growth. It's about defining success on your own terms, not just following a path that was never made for you in the first place. We put so much pressure on ourselves to prove we belong that we forget to acknowledge how far we've already come. A year ago, you might not have even imagined yourself in college. A few months ago, you might have doubted if you could make it through the semester. And yet, here you are, still showing up, still pushing through, still figuring it out as you go. That in itself is success. It doesn't always feel big in the moment, but every step forward, every class you attend, every challenge you overcome, is proof that you're making progress. And let's be real, Success for first-gen students often looks different than it does for others. Maybe you're balancing school with a job, helping your family while keeping up with assignments, navigating financial struggles while still showing up every day. That takes strength. That takes resilience. And that deserves to be recognized. The traditional idea of success doesn't always take our reality into account. So instead of measuring yourself by someone else's standards, take a step back and ask yourself, what does success look like for me? Maybe success for you isn't just about getting a perfect GPA. It's about balancing school and life without burning out. Maybe it's finally asking for help instead of struggling in silence. Success isn't just about where you end up. It's about how you want to keep moving forward, even when the road itself isn't clear. It's about the small wins that build up over time, the moments where you prove to yourself that you are capable. So let's stop waiting for some big moment to validate that we belong. You don't need a perfect transcript, a prestigious internship, or a high-paying job offer to prove that you are worthy of being here. You're already here. Your success isn't measured by how much you struggle or how much you sacrificed. It's measured by the fact that you keep pushing forward. You don't have to prove yourself to anyone. You've already done that just by showing up. Now, it's about owning the space you've worked so hard to step into. All right, let's take a second to reflect on everything we talked about today. This episode was all about the pressure to prove ourselves, something that almost every first-gen student feels, but doesn't always know how to talk about. We don't just go to college for ourselves. We carry the expectations of our family, our communities, and everyone who never had this opportunity. And because of that, we feel like we have to work twice as hard, make no mistake, and constantly prove that we deserve to be here. But the truth is, that mindset, it can weigh us down. It makes every struggle feel like a failure, every setback feel like a reason to quit. And we have to challenge that. One of the biggest takeaways from today is that we belong here, no matter what. Our worth isn't tied to perfection, to our grades, or how prepared we are in comparison to our students. We've already proven we're capable by just being here. The pressure we put on ourselves to never mess up, to never ask for help, to never show weakness, it's not helping us. If anything, it's holding us back. Because when we operate out of fear, fear of failing, fear of disappointing, fear of proving our doubts right, we miss the opportunities that could be right in front of us and help us grow. That's the thing. A lot of times we hold ourselves back, even without realizing. We don't apply for internships or leadership roles because we assume someone else is more qualified. We don't go to office hours because we think we should be able to figure it out all on our own. We don't reach out to professors or advisors because we don't want to seem like we're struggling. But the students who succeed, they're not doing it alone. They're asking for help. They're taking risks. And they're making use of resources available to them. The sooner we stop seeing those things as a sign of weakness and start seeing them as tools for success, the sooner we'll actually start thriving in college instead of just surviving. And that's why we have to redefine success on our own terms. A lot of us grew up with the idea that success is a straight path. Graduate high school, get into college, get perfect grades, and land a great job right after graduation. But the reality of it, success looks different to everyone. Maybe success for you means balancing school and work while supporting your family. Maybe it means struggling in a class but refusing to give up. Maybe it means learning how to advocate for yourself in ways you've never had to before. Your journey is valid, even if it doesn't look like anyone else's. And the more we embrace that, the more we start owning our space instead of constantly feeling like we have to earn it. So where do we go from here? We start by finding our people. If there's one thing that makes this journey easier, it's surrounding yourself with the right support system. Because let's be real, college is hard enough without feeling like you're doing it alone. Next episode, we're diving into how to build a community that actually understands what you're going through. We're talking about how to connect with other first-gen students, how to find mentors, and how to create a support network that helps you grow. Because when you have all the right people in your corner, everything becomes a little bit easier. So, if anything in today's episode hit home for you, share it with someone who needs to hear it, because you're not the only one feeling this way. The more we talk about these experiences, the more we remind each other that we're not alone. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss next week's episode. Trust me, this is a conversation you're going to want to be a part of. That's a wrap on episode 2 of First in the Family. keep pushing forward, keep taking up space, and remember, you don't have to prove yourself to anyone. You've already earned your spot just by being here. Now, it's about building the confidence to own it. Until next time, let's get it.